Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Opened up a door for us to have Bible study at 6 morning, amen, with a group of men, and we are so thankful, amen, that we was requested to host this Bible study, and it's probably going to be a weekly Bible study that we're doing, amen, just with a group of men here in our community, amen, and we just thank God. I'm just so honored that, amen, even in our community, as we stayed every Thursday night, it's good to be great everywhere else, but make sure you're great at home. And because of that, amen, then we are automatically great in the community. There's no way you can be great at home and not be great in the community, amen. And because of that, because of the life that we live, we were requested, amen, to do a Bible study, and we was able to do it. We had about seven or eight men here in our Lawrenceville community that attended that Bible study, and hearts were changed, lives were touched within just 30 minutes. Amen. 30 minutes. I mean, it was life-changing, and all we did was preach the gospel. Amen. And we're going to pick up. Amen. I may hit on some of those points tonight, amen. Basically, we're talking about a true disciple, amen, or discipleship. I know we want to jump right into the lying and cheating and sexual promiscuity and all these things, alcoholism, and that's part of it, amen, but really, if we can get the gospel to them, amen, if we can get the gospel, if we can get them to understand the reason why Jesus had to come and the significance of him dying for all our sins, if we can just start there, amen, and build on from that foundation, amen, that's a sure foundation, and that's what we did this morning, just with the men. And the great part about it was all, amen, it wasn't just a group of African-American men, but there were Caucasian, amen, there were Caucasian men in that Bible study. And I just thank God that he, amen, and I've always wanted that to be able to, and even now more than ever, understanding that this gospel, amen, as an African-American, as a black man, amen. I'm not just called to the black folk. Amen. We're called to win souls. He that winneth souls is wise. So we just thank God. We don't count it robbery. We don't look at it as something small to be able to preach the gospel. Amen. To every creature, every door that God opens. Amen. When God opens the door, then it's easy for you to walk in. Amen. And not every door is opened by God. Sometimes doors can be opened and it can be the enemy. Amen. Just because something is good to do, that doesn't necessarily mean it's God's will for your life. Amen. God has a perfect will, and he also has a permissive will. Amen. That permissive will is things that he just allows you to, it's not what he wants for you, but because you want it so bad, he permits you to do it. Amen. Understand that he already knows later on you're going to come back and say, Lord, why did I do it like that? Amen. So I just want to pick up on tonight. I preached a message. I believe it was a Thursday night message a few weeks or so ago about following the leader. Amen. And we just want to kind of, it may sound be a little similar to that, but that's okay. Amen. Pamela, if you can look on this side so when that goes out, you can tap it so I can still see who's coming on. So let's look. Amen. We want to talk tonight about discipleship. Amen. A true disciple. Amen. A true disciple. One that follows Christ. One that follows his example. Amen. And also that follows his word. God gave me a couple of years ago the difference in leaders, the difference in leadership. And what he showed me was you have two types of leaders. You have one leader that loves to lead from behind. Yeah, the leader that leads from behind, that leader just specializes in giving orders. That leader specializes in giving directions. That leader wants you to hear his voice. Amen. He wants you to, he has the mentality, do as I say, but not do as I do. This leader sits in the background. He sits behind everyone else, but he's good at giving orders and directions. Amen. We got a lot of leaders like that in the church. We got a lot of leaders like that in the home. Amen. We got a lot of leaders like that in our schools. Amen. In our community. Amen. But there's another type of leader that I want to challenge us to be. That's the leader that leads from the front. Amen. I try to be that leader that leads from the front. The difference in the leader from that leads from the front and the leader that leads from the back, that leader in the front not only does he give directions, not only does he give instructions, but you can also see that leader. Amen. You can see that leader. So not only can you hear what the leader is saying, but you can see what the leader is doing. So that leader in the front has the mentality where you do as I say and do as I do. According to the Apostle Paul, he encouraged the church to follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. In other words, amen, he's going to lead out front. Amen. He's going to be that one that, amen, if I tell you to do something, you will be able to see me doing that particular thing first. Amen. And in a lot of cases, when you lead from the front, you don't even have to give direction. The only thing you got to do is just keep on leading. Amen. And the folks that will follow you will automatically, amen, by them being able to watch you, amen, out front, they will automatically pattern themselves after you. So that's what we want to do. We, amen, as believers and children of God, we want to follow God because Jesus leads from the front. Amen. He's already did it. He's already, amen, laid the foundation. Bella Oaks all said, what more can he do? Amen. He's already laid the foundation and he's opened up the way. What more can he do? It's our job to follow in the footprints that Jesus has already laid before us. And we do this at the end of each service. We quote Matthew 28:19-20 that says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amen. This is discipleship. Amen. That go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them, okay, teaching them the principles of God, the principles of Christ. Amen. Not your denomination. Lord, help us here. We got more folk that know more about their denomination than they do about the gospel. Amen. They know more about the history and the tradition of their denomination, and they'll fight you over their denomination, but won't stand up for the true word of God. I can't hear nobody tonight. Amen. They will fight and support their bishop, amen, their presiding prelate, amen, they will fight for these folk and support these folk, even when they are wrong, amen, they will fight for them, they will, amen, take up for them, even when they know that this person is living an ungodly life, amen, they know that this person is not living a Christian, a biblical, the life of a true believer, but because, amen, they have a position. Amen. We will follow this individual because, amen, their anointing or their, amen, their gift has placed them in a position where their character can't keep them. Let me say it again for those of you, amen, and then I'm going to say in the back of the church, amen, your gift has put you in a position where your character can't sustain or can't hold you. What does that mean? We got a lot of folks that are called bishops, but when you look at the qualifications of a bishop, amen, they do not meet the qualifications, but we still want to insist on that person being a bishop. We will still submit to that person, amen, and do what they tell us to do, even though we know that they're not a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. Atlanta, we got a problem. Lawrenceville, we got a problem. Amen. We got a lot of folks that are naming the name of Jesus Christ. But the Bible declares, he that nameth the name of Jesus Christ, let him depart from iniquity. Amen. I see you, Reverend Phillips. God bless you, cousin. Amen. Glad to see you all tonight. We got a problem here. Amen. We got folk doing all kind of things. Amen. And they still preaching. And the big problem is not that they still preaching, but it's the problem is folk that still come to church and listen to them preach. How you gonna tell me how to live when you can't live what you're preaching? Lord, help me tonight. Amen. Amen. Yeah, your gift has put you in a position that your character can't hold you. Amen. We got bishops. We got presiding bishops. Lord, they done added archbishops. I don't even see that in the scripture no more. We done just, Lord, help us. We do all kind of things. Amen. We always want to one up the other. You got this position. I got to have this. I'm going to add something to them to make me seem greater. Amen. And we miss what the scripture said. He that will be greatest among you. Come on here, Brother Zachary. I think I will. He that will be greatest among you should be your servant. You should become a servant. But we got too many folk now that want to be served. Amen. Because you got a collar on and a ring, I got a ring too. Amen. Because you got on a necklace with a cross, amen, you want to be served. And what I'm finding out now, that's why I never went after having armor bearers and all this stuff. Amen. All this protocol, man. Amen. We got so much protocol in the church that we can't hear when the Holy Ghost calls. Yeah, I said it. Amen. Take your protocol. Amen. If your protocol means we got to stop the whole service, amen, because you walking in late, then you need to throw the protocol out the door. Amen. As bishop or whoever you are, you need to be the church on time. Lord, we got a problem now. We got so many pastors, and I know what I'm talking about because in my church, that's what they used to do. The church I was in before I started pastoring. Amen. The bishop would stay in the back. That was my daddy. I can talk about it. Amen. He's dead now, but I talked about it when he's alive. I'll talk about it now. Amen. Wouldn't come out the service, wouldn't be a part of the praise and the worship, but when he came out, he had his armor bearers throw their hands up, and I don't care what you was doing. You had to stop what you was doing. We could have been shouting. Somebody could have been testifying. It didn't matter what you was doing. You had to stop what you was doing until the bishop came in and prayed and sat in his seat. Then you continue. In other words, it was like they just pressed pause. And like we just told the whole, and I'm guilty of it. I sat in it for years. Amen. It wasn't always like that in my father's church. Amen. But with all this protocol and all these armor bearers and all this other stuff. Amen. Armor bearers, Lord, you going to war? Lord, help me here. Lord, I know preachers carry guns and stuff, all the armor bearers. And what we found out in these last times, all these armor bearers, it was just like that other church. It wasn't up but a bunch of altar boys and a bunch of punks and sissies. Yeah, I said it. If you don't like it, let me add something to it. Amen. It wasn't any time a man, amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, especially any man that's married, ain't no other man got no business wiping your sweat. Y'all ain't going to tell me here. Amen. Helping you change your drawers. Amen. Wiping your back. Ain't nobody got no business. Unless you, amen, disabled, should know, unless you in the hospital, amen, well, somebody got to, amen, help you. Shit, I don't care what. Lord, help me here. Don't know, ain't no man got no business wiping down another man, period. Right. Yeah, I said it. And before I take it back, I ask some more too. Ain't nobody got no business. You ain't sweating that much. And if you are, if you need an armor bearer, that thing needs somebody to wipe your sweat, amen, have your wife, give your wife your towel. Let your wife wash you, wipe you. Amen. I got three more. Amen. From at an early age, amen. Zach, when I started passing, Zach was about 2, amen, 3 years old. Amen. He used to carry my Bible. Amen. Later on, amen, Elder Blue Wet, he would carry my Bible. But we weren't doing all that. Amen. Wiping me down. No, we ain't doing all that. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me here. Amen. What's going on is, Lord help me here, the altar boys and the armor bearers have turned into second wives. Y'all ain't gonna help me here tonight. Amen. Now he get mad with the bishop because the bishop, amen, that messed around with him. Amen. But then the bishop going home with his wife. Amen. Then you got the armor bearer looking at the bishop and the first lady crazy. Amen. And the first lady wondering why in the world this boy looking at me the way way he do it. She don't understand that her husband, amen, is playing both sides of the fence. Ooh, I believe, Lord, help me here tonight. I'm supposed to be talking about disciples. Amen. I guess I am. I guess I'm already talking about it. Amen. You're supposed to be a disciple of Christ. And what happens is, in the church, we get so close and get so familiar with each other where we can't rebuke one another. We can't bring, amen, bring each other and confront one another. I'm scared to say something to you about your mess because you know about my mess. And the truth of the matter, there's a whole lot of mess going on. Amen. A whole lot of mess going on in the church. Amen. A lot of this stuff is a shame before God. And a lot of folk don't stand before God in that day and say, did I not prophesy? Did I not cast out devils? Did I not do many wonderful works? And Jesus is going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. You was a worker of iniquity. You know that pastor is big cake. You know that pastor is phony. You know, amen, he got a sweetheart and a wife. You know he visits the hotel to get motel and find several homes at motel, but won't nobody say nothing. And won't nobody tell. That's a good one, son. That's a problem. But we still hucking and bucking and speaking in tongues and still doing all this mess. You ain't doing that but a bunch of you're just a bunch of traditionalists. Speaking in tongues but cussing. Speaking in tongues but won't speak to me. Amen. You better come out. Amen. Come out of your mess. You should love Jesus more than anything and anybody else. You don't have to like my teaching tonight. Amen. You don't like what I'm preaching. Turn it off. Amen. Amen. It's all good. Turn me off. Amen. If you come back in, I'll be preaching the same way. Come out of there. You got to put Jesus on the level by himself. Can't be Jesus and your bishop or your pastor, your chief, your presiding prelate. Amen. Your jurisdiction. And they can't be on, we can't be on nowhere near the level of Jesus. My dad used to tell us years ago, you don't let nobody get so close to your bosom that you can't put them out. I don't care who it is. It can be your husband, it can be your wife, it can be your children. You got to stand up for what God says.
Right.
I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. I'm just laying the foundation. You got to stand up for, you got to stand on the Lord's side. Joshua declared for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I just want to say, anybody out here that's got a made up mind, come hell or high water, you're going all the way with the Lord. Sister Mamie Mentor, amen, back at my home church, amen, Bishop Carter's sister used to sing the song, I decided I was going all the way with the Lord. Amen, there's a verse in that that says, some started, help me tonight, some got tired, but I made it up in my mind, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Is there anybody listening to me tonight that has made up in your mind? You're going, even if I think the camp spiritual world, some say, I'll go if I have to go by myself. Ooh, I'm proving to you in a minute. I'm just getting happy. I'm just getting started. I'm proving to you. It's got to be Jesus and Jesus alone. If what you, okay, it could be your iPhone clone, be your husband, be your wife, if your children, if they trying to get you to do opposite of what you know God is saying, do, amen, you got to forsake them.
Right.
Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Nobody's on the level. Because everybody that you see is temporary. What does it profit a man that came to the world? What does it profit you to be, amen, popular to everybody? And the reason why you're popular is because they know, amen, you're not standing up for anything. That's popularity, when they know you don't take a stand on anything. It's ironic, you know, amen, they interview you and ask you, are there many ways to God? You say, well, you just all nice about it. Do you believe Jesus is out of 6 billion people in the world? Do you believe that Jesus is on the way? Well, I stay out of that. That ain't my business. You know, whatever folk, you know, I believe there are many paths to God. You and everybody that believe that with you go to hell. I know it all but taught me all about hell on the Sunday, but amen. I ain't all wanna go to hell. So I'm making sure every day I'm making sure that my walk is right, that my talk is right, that what I'm thinking is right. I'm bringing my body under subjection. Paul said, in other words, I bruise myself, I beat myself. I was talking about a little bit of that on Sunday. I couldn't even get through it all. Amen. On Sunday, amen. Talking about the race. Runners take your mark. But in there, when I get a chance to finish it, in there we're going to see what Paul said. I will bruise myself. I will beat myself. I will abandon myself into subjection. Man, your greatest enemy is you. You're your greatest enemy. It ain't the folk around you. It's you. Oh, help me here. Old folks say, let the book talk. Let's see. Amen. Where did I say we're going? We're going to Luke 14 and 26. Luke 14 and 26. If any man come to me and hate not, listen. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Woo-hoo. That's all you talking about. Jesus, he loves everybody. Jesus, he's just a meek and humble lamb, but he's a lion. He's a lion also of the tribe of Judah. He's a warrior. Yes, sir. So he says here, if any man come to me and hate not his father. Now we must understand, let's rightly divide. This hate is not the hate that, that become contradictory, but Jesus be talking about hate. And he tell us to love everybody. Okay, so this is not the hate that we're thinking of. This hate means like less, to detest, or to love less. Okay, in the Greek, this hate is mitzio, M-I-S-E-O. Okay, in the Greek, this word hate is mitzio, M-I-S-E-O, means to love less, to detest, to love less. In other words, I got more faith and more trust, and I got more conviction when it comes down to doing what Jesus says than I got when it comes down to doing what my wife says, when it comes down to doing what my husband says, what your husband says, when it comes down to doing what your children say, when it comes down to doing what your mother or your father say. What Jesus says overrides, come on here, overrules, overruns what anybody else say. And Jesus said, you can't be my disciple unless you hate or love less anybody else. So that's always Sister Brown, Sister Tamesha Brown, Jesus. No. And not only anybody else, but even yourself. You got to learn, amen. You got to deny yourself. You can't just do what you want to do and claim to be a Christian or claim to be a lover of Jesus Christ. Ooh, Lord, I know I ain't going to get no offering in here tonight, but I got to tell it like it is. Amen. You got to love Christ more than yourself and everybody else. Well, he says, you cannot be my disciple. It's a one-way street. It's a one-way trip. It is what it is. God bless you, Brother Kinji. Okay? You got to you stop letting the devil tell you you can't do it. It's yourself. As a matter of fact, it probably ain't even the devil. It's you telling you you can't do it. What happens to the scripture that says I can do all things through Christ? Can't do it through yourself. You got to do it through him. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If you can furnish the faith, God has the power. That's what they told me in Bishop Carter. He said, there's no secrets to what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. If he's delivered one person out of crack, he
for you. If he can deliver one person from pornography, he can do it for you. If he can deliver one person from alcoholism, he can do it for you. But you got to have faith. You want to come out of perversion and promiscuity, he can do it. But you got to like less, you got to lust, you got to hate even yourself. You got to like yourself less than you love Christ. Because you can't be his disciple doing what you want to do. So we talking tonight, true disciples, true discipleship, being a follower and committed, not a part-time lover. And that's what we want to do. We want to be a part-time lover to him. We want to serve him, amen, when it's convenient. On a Sunday morning, we can run after him. We can tell, I'm chasing after you. No matter what I gotta do, 'cause I need you more and more. Come Monday morning, I'm running from you. I don't wanna hear what you say do. Lord, I wanna rewrote the whole song just that quick. Lord, I don't need you no more. But then Sunday morning comes around, I'll chase in that. Nigga, get your bed together. Make your mind up. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Because if any man would come to me, okay, and hate not his father, mother, his wife, his children, his brother, his sisters, yea, and his own life also. Jesus said, you can't be his disciple. I can't put it down, Brother Omar. Yes, you can. You can do it. Get your mind right. Seek first. Get your mind right. I can't come off them channels. I can't come off them only, was it fans, only fans? Y'all know what it is. Amen. You got your own page, your own. Lord, help me tonight, Lord. I saw some, I didn't go into it, praise the Lord, but amen. I saw where a first lady, amen. One, Lord, she wouldn't get enough from the church, amen. The first lady that started her own life, only fans, y'all know what it is. Verse 27, and whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Over in Luke, the 9th chapter, that's where I had the Bible study from this morning. And do not deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That deny means to deny utterly, to disown, and to abstain. The scripture teaches us to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Even if it looked like, you just look like you're about to do something wrong, abstain from it. Lord, help me teach this tonight. And then your cross. It's a stake or post or pole. Capital punishment. Take up your cross. Exposure to death. Self-denial. Take up your cross. And follow him. But if you're going to take up your cross, it comes with denying yourself. Those pleasures, those, amen, things of the flesh, you got to deny it. That's why Paul said, as I told you a minute ago, you beat your body. He would bruise, in other words, bruise himself so that he don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. In verse 28, for which of you intending to build a tower, we in Luke 14 and 28, sitting not down first and count the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Amen. Which of you going to build a tower? Which of you going to come to God and not first count up the cost? Amen. To make sure you're in line, to make sure and constantly make sure you're lined up with God. He sit him not down first and count the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it. Amen. You will look crazy to start building a tower and have it researched and make sure you got the necessary equipment, the necessary tools, the supplies, amen, and the demand. You got enough help to complete the project. Verse 2, now let's happily, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, folks laughing at you. You've been talking about you love the Lord, and now you back, amen, smoking more weed, and it ain't because it's for your cataracts. Drinking more beer, amen, and you just done went totally opposite, but you claiming that you a believer. You claiming that you a child of God. You claiming that you love Jesus. When he said, if you love me, keep my commandment. His commandment is to deny yourself. Lord, help me to hold out until my change comes. So now folks mocking you. They laughing at you. They done heard you preaching. They done heard you singing and testifying and glorifying God. But you didn't count up the cost. You thought everything going to be hunky-dory. You thought everything was going to be all good. You didn't know you was going to have some good days. Then they didn't tell you you were going to have some bad days and that you was going to have some hills to climb. But if you hold out, all your good days will outweigh your bad days. Amen. Verse 30 says, this man began to build and was not able to finish. You started a good work. You did run well, but who did hinder you? You was on fire for God. You was building. But somewhere along, you lost focus. Somewhere along the line, something caught your attention and caused you to go wise and otherwise. Caused you to look somewhere else and take your eyes off Jesus. Now you Hebrew Israelite, you Muslim, you part Mormon and you Jehovah Witness, and you Jew and you Muslim all in one. You just the rainbow of religion. You just you don't know where you're going. You all right. Or what king going to make war, verse 31, against another king? Sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Okay, let's read that again, verse 31, Luke 14 and 31. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Can we win this battle with just 10,000? Are we able to? And he consulted. Amen. And in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. Stop thinking you're on an island by yourself. That's why the enemy, amen, and that's why you keep losing to you. Because you don't think you need no preacher. You don't need no pastor. You need nobody to tell you nothing. You a renegade. You do it on your own. Well, how can they heal without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? You need a preacher. A God-fearing preacher, one that'll lead from the front, that you can not only hear what he's saying, but you can see what that rapture is doing. Is his family together? Is his wife? How many times has he been married? Is his children crazy? Do his children love him? Are his children in subjection to him? Does his children honor him? We got so many. That's why there's been a stigma on the PK, on preachers' kids for years, that they the worst ones. And it ain't. And the truth of the matter, it ain't the kids' fault. It's their daddy's fault. Right. Or they saw their daddy being great, a great daddy to everybody else, but didn't have no time for them. They saw their daddy being a father and a husband to the church. And I heard a preacher say this the other day. I think it was Dr. Earl Carr. Amen. Listen, the church is Jesus' bride, not yours, Pastor. The church ain't your bride. So why you keep trying to mess, amen, and take care like that someone else's bride? Your bride is at home or sitting wherever she sits. Your first obligation, amen, when you're ministering to Christ, is to minister to your wife and to your children. We spend so much, and I'm talking to all you pastors, if you're listening to me, spend so much time, amen, at the church. You need to go home. Spend time at home with your with your wife. Lord, I can't get no help around here. It's Jesus' job to take care of the church. You just the manager. And it's part-time at that. Part-time. Okay? But you got a wife at home that's full-time. But you're so busy at the church where your wife and children are neglected. You're so busy trying to be everything to everybody else. But you won't be great in your own home. Amen. I'm living now that ain't nobody. Listen, when I die, amen, I'm living now, amen, when the Lord called me home, my wife and children can do my eulogy. Don't need nobody else lying. Don't need nobody up that got to fish, got to think, got to interview my wife about me. So they'll know what to say. You ain't got to do that. My wife can talk. Amen. I got 5 children. Give them each 5 minutes. Give them each 10 minutes. Let my children talk. That'll be the eulogy. Ain't nobody else got to say nothing about me. Ooh, y'all don't like this type. Y'all don't like this tonight. Amen. That's who matters most. Your family. That's why now, even with our church, and we opening back up, we ain't trying to do everything the way we want. It was so much time consuming. Okay? Do it. You want prayer meeting? Pray at home. You want to testify? You want testimony service? Testify home. Everybody else doing Facebook? You start your Facebook testimony service. Invite some folk on to help you testify. Giving honor to God. All that lying. So much tested. That's why the old folks named it Test the Lying, because they knew when you got up, they knew your testimony had to outdo the person that just went before you. All that craziness, just foolish. Amen. Or else, verse 32, while the others yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desires conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple. If you are not willing to forsake all, you ain't got to like this tonight. Verse 33, highlight it. Luke 14 and 33. So likewise, whosoever he be or she be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. I can close it right there, but I got 3 more minutes. You can't be. Everybody ain't going to heaven. Right. None but the righteous shall see God. And to get to God, you got to go through his son, Jesus. I don't care what the popular. I don't care what's popular. I don't care what's on main screen. I don't care what's on the big screen. Jesus is the only way, and you got to deny yourself. You got to love Jesus more than you love yourself. And if you do it, you'll get rid of your attitude. You do it, you'll get rid of your pride, your arrogance. Y'all know folks who say, you act like your stuff don't stink. Everybody's stuff stink. We were born in sin. We were shaped in iniquity. We needed a Savior. And God so loved the world that he gave his only, John 3:16, begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And we sang a song years ago, everything's going down. Pamela fixed the monitor. But the word of God, you got to check yourself. And back in the hood, we used to say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Let the book talk tonight. Amen. I'm going to get through here. I'm trying to see where I want to go. Matthew 10. Amen. I got 10 minutes. Matthew the 10th chapter. I'm going to give it all to you tonight. Matthew 10. Can't do what you want. You can't live in it every kind of way and claim to be a disciple.
Right.
Claim to be a follower. Claim that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. See, we want him as Savior, but do we need him or do we want him as Lord? Meaning you are a slave to him. Lord, help me tonight. You are a slave to him. Where he lead me, I'll follow. What he tell me to do, I'll do. I'm a slave. I'm committed. Committed to him. I've been out there, I saw years ago, it says fully committed. I'm fully. Woo, Lord, help me here. Matthew 10 and 32. Let the book talk. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Confess him before men. Here you are, you at the family reunion, you ain't saying nothing. You just fitting right in. They smoking, you smoking. They drinking, they putting them, they drinking Hennessy and juice, amen, amen, gin and juice, amen. You drinking everything that's got a bird on it. Lord, you, Lord, help us with the Lord, you drinking everything. They twerking, you twerking. With your church shirt on. Don't y'all be twerking with, amen. I heard one preacher said, you're twerking, amen, you're twerking. Don't do the twerk with your church shirt on. Talking about follow me and hunk if you love Jesus. Lord. Amen. Verse 33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, how do you deny him? By doing what you want to do. And by fitting in. By doing what the crowd do. You go to the restaurant, depending on what kind of restaurant you go to, you don't even give grace. You don't even say grace. You drop the napkin, like my daddy would say, you drop the napkin. While you're dying there picking up your napkin, you say your grace. Or you cough. Bless you. Bless you. You're denying him. When you won't stand up for him in the midst, knowing folks might talk about you, knowing that people might say something, or people may not want you around. Lord, I'm past that now. I'm past that. I don't have to listen. I don't have to be invited nowhere. You ain't got to invite me to no funeral. I ain't got to be invited. No, I don't have to be invited to no party. Amen. I don't have to be invited to, amen, no birthday bash. I ain't got to be invited nowhere. And I ain't taking it personal. Because depending on what you do, that means you already know what I live and what I stand for. So they say, don't. Yeah, I can hear folks that don't die. Ain't no sense in inviting Omar to that. Y'all already know Omar don't go. I ain't mad at you. And I've grown and matured to the point now, amen, if I don't want to go, I ain't going. Ain't no sense in trying to please folk. I said that Sunday, you've been trying to please folk that don't matter. Buying stuff that you don't need. Spending money that you really don't have because of folk. I had a cousin, one of my, amen, cousin, amen. We were talking the other day, and she said, Omar, she just wanted to apologize because of such and such. Something had went on and wanted to apologize and said she learned to get over folk. And I told her then and there, I said, girl, when you get over people, you learn to get over folk, learn to move on from it, forget what they say. Matter of fact, it don't even matter what they say.
Right.
So you'll live a lot better. And that's my family. Amen. I mean blood family. Learn to get over folk. Sometimes, listen here, let me tell you something. You even got to learn to get over your family. That's what Jesus said, deny, hate. Hate, meaning love less. But here, you too scared to tell them you don't club no more. You don't drink no more. You don't smoke no more. You ain't going to the hookah lounge no more. You too scared to say that, because now they're going to talk about you. So what? Folks don't talk about you whether you do good or bad. But the bottom line is, what did God say? Lord, I feel it tonight. Verse 35, Matthew, watch this. Matthew 10, 34 and 35. How much power on there? How much on there? One? Oh, you better hurry up. Hurry up before it go out. Amen. Listen here. I'm almost through. For I am come to set a man at variance, okay, or at fault, or against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. This is Jesus talking. Why are you trying to please everybody? Jesus said, I came, okay, to set a man at variance against his father. Meaning, because my dad want to do something, if I know it ain't godly, I should not be doing it. I don't care what my daddy say. I don't care what my mama say. My mama trying to get me to do something that I know ain't godly, that ain't Christ-like. Amen. My mama got to kick rocks. My mama can't kick no rocks. I believe my mama's resting in the bosom of Christ. But I'm just saying, this is what Jesus was saying. And you trying to please folk that really don't matter. And you can't sleep at night. You can't get no peace. You can't get no rest because of everybody else. And here these niggas are sleeping and snoring and slobbing at night. And you up all night. How about the fallout? Don't know when the last time you got a good night's sleep because you worried about what folk don't say. Lord, if I were ever honor, I'd tell y'all something about it. But hey, forget what folk don't say. Trying to please everybody. Amen. Stop pleasing. Stop trying. I'm telling you, stop it tonight. And you better follow God. Amen. You should mature to the point it don't matter what they saying. And some of us got with friends and family like that who need them. Ooh. It's quiet out there. Who need them? You need to please the Lord. You done please all these Negroes, amen, please them, and here you are going against what God say, and then you die and go to hell. And here they are, they get it right after you die. They get themselves together, and they go to heaven. The rich man prayed to that Abraham that he would send back Lazarus to tell his brothers. In other words, to get themselves together, because he didn't want them, his brothers, to come to hell with him. And that Abraham told them, they got the prophets, they got Moses. If they don't hear them, they won't hear if one come back from the dead. So you better hear me tonight. Get your life together. Get your house in order. Because surely one of these days, and we don't know when it is, we got to stand before God. Yeah, we got to stand before him. And we got to give an account on why we did or didn't sign up to him. Why we didn't love him. Why we didn't forsake everybody else. Even ourselves. Our own pleasures. It just feel good to me, old mom. I know, but it's gonna be hot later on if you don't get over that feeling. You and that feeling gonna be burning in hell. You better get over that feeling. She feel real good to me. You and her both. Amen. And listen, I'm going to close right through here. Amen. But there's going to be some sad situations. There's going to be some sad stuff. Oh, I can't live without him. I just got to have a man. I just got to have a woman. No, you just got to have Jesus. You sitting around, you playing around and, amen, sleeping and fornicating and doing all kind of stuff, amen, you die and go to hell. And here this person is. Get their life together. I said that a moment ago, but I'm saying it again. They get themselves together and they die and go to heaven. Ah, man. Look at verse 36. I'm trying to be through here. Amen. As long as it's 8 o'clock. Amen. Look at verse 36. And a man's foes or enemies or oppositions shall be they of his own household. Your strongest opposition and your strongest enemy can be in your same house, can be your family. They can be your family that got the same blood in you. But a man's foes, this is what Jesus said. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power. I'm through. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. This is verse 37. I'm closing. Let me start it again. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. This is Jesus talking. And I don't know how many folk is out here listening. I don't know how many is on Facebook watching. But you better take heed to what I'm saying tonight. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. That's what Jesus said. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. The book is closed. I ain't ran out of word. I just ran out of time. I love my children enough that I try to live right in front of them. Me and my wife both try to teach them the ways of God and live right in front of them to the point that my children, and they know I love them. Anybody that knows me knows how I am about my wife and children. But it's demanded that I love Christ first and foremost. And because I love him, I'm going to do right by my wife. I'm going to do right by my children. If my children want to grow up and go opposite on how I trained them, how me and my wife has trained them and modeled Christ before them, not just in church. That's a lot of y'all problems. You do it only in church. When you get home, you Dr. Jekyll, Miss Hyde. You somebody different. And now your children confused. And they grow up like that and they don't know what to believe. If my children grow up and they decide they want to go opposite on how I have modeled and taught them, then that's going to be on them. I'm not chasing them. And if they come around me, I'm going to tell them the truth. Oh, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing to them, you know. You know, they get offended. Now, if you bring that mess around me and you know my sense, what about me being offended? So if you bold enough to bring it around me and you know where I stand, I'm going to be bold enough to tell you about yourself. I'm going to be bold enough to tell you the truth. You bold enough to bring it around me, I'm bold enough to tell you the truth about it. Because there ain't no question where I stand. There ain't no defense. I'm on his side. And if you sleeping around, I'm bold enough to tell you, amen, fornication is wrong. And if you don't repent and get it right, you're going to go to hell. I'm bold enough to tell you lying is wrong. And if you don't repent and stop lying, you're going to lift up your eyes in hell. Cheating is wrong. Adultery is wrong. I know we harp on homosexuality. Yes, it's wrong, but there's a lot of other stuff that's wrong, too. You've been prideful. It's wrong. You've been arrogant, nasty, nice, nasty to folk. It's wrong. And if you don't repent and get it together, in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. Before I take any of this back, I add more to it. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. True discipleship, true disciples, disciples Christ. This is not a popularity contest. It's not about how many clicks and likes and all that we can get. I don't care nothing about that. I don't even have Facebook. This is church stuff. And my sister pretty much runs that. I don't have a Twitter. I don't have the Instagram. I don't care about it. Everything I need is right here in my house. Even my church is right here in my house. I'm pastoring two churches. But the first church, the most important church, is right here in my house. And as I continue to build my own house, God is opening up doors for me to minister to others concerning their house. And I'm grateful to God. This morning, as I told you, I had an opportunity at 6:30 this morning. Flesh could have said, you need to stay asleep. It's the summer. You need to rest. You've been taking care of kids all year. Rest. But I must be about my Father's business. And at 6:30 this morning, me and Zach, we got to get up early, 5-something. But at 6:30, I was starting a Bible study with a group of men, black and white. And I'm honored by God. But I understand I got to keep building right here. Pamela's counting on me. Amaria's counting on me. Omar Jr.'s counting on me. Pamela Victory is counting on me. Omar the fourth, the third is counting on me. Omar the fourth is counting on me. They're counting on their dad and their husband to do the right thing. Okay? Counting on us to do the right thing. Okay? So I want to do the right thing. I want to hear him say, well done. Father, we thank you on tonight. Listen, before I close out, anyone, if I didn't make you that mad, even if I did make you mad, if you was blessed by this word, sometimes there's a blessing in being made mad. Most folk remember when it makes them mad. Okay? But get over people. Just because they mad, that don't mean you got to be mad. So if you've been blessed, and the Lord may have pressed on your heart to be a blessing tonight financially to this ministry, we have two ways in which you can give. The first one, you can do Cash App. That'll come directly to us. Cash App information is $OZ264. Once again, $OZ264. OZ is Omar Zachary, so $OZ264. If you would like to give an offering on tonight, you can even put in there, Pastor, Brother Omar, you make me mad. You came down my alley. You came in my house tonight. But I thank God for you. Okay? Even if I made you, you made me mad tonight, brother. But I thank God for it. Thank God for the word. If you like to give by debit or credit card, PayPal or Zelle, I need the address. Okay, our financial offices are open now. You can contact them at 678-760-6056. Amen. For those of you that are watching, amen, that are watching by Facebook, the information out there. Thank you, Brother Edmondson, Brother Rod Edmondson. That's one of my brothers from my neighborhood, Linwood Park, amen. Brother Rod said, you still been a blessing, bro, to everyone. Love y'all. Doc, we love y'all, too. Okay? We love y'all, too. These are folks that have been knowing me. I'm older than Rod is. He's been knowing me all his life. I've been knowing him all his life. Amen. These folks that know me. Amen. So it ain't no play stuff here. Amen. These folks that know me. And I love y'all. Amen. If I didn't love you, I definitely wouldn't tell you the truth. Because this type of preaching ain't popular. This type of preaching don't get a lot of money. Don't get a lot. If I was in it for the money, I would have stopped years ago. I've been preaching now over 20 years. Over half of my life, I've been preaching. Okay? So if I'm going down preaching, amen. But above that, I want to make sure I'm living what I preach. So we thank you for tuning in tonight. Listen, meet us back Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Praise Tabernacle Church. Amen. If you want to visit us, come on by. The address is 199 East Krogan Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. We still have a church. We're still praise Tabernacle. We're still praising God. Amen. And we just thank you so much for your love and support. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for tonight. And I pray that something was said on tonight that pricked the hearts of
whomever you led to listen, to be a part, to watch on tonight. For it's no accident that whoever tuned in, it's not an accident, but it was ordained by God for that person to tune in to hear the gospel being preached on tonight. And I pray that you would strengthen them, that you would encourage their heart, give them to look up, help them to understand that you must be first, because if you're not first, you're nothing at all. Help everyone under the sound of my voice to understand that if Jesus is not first in their lives, he's not in their lives at all. And let me say it a third time. If Jesus is not first in your life, then he's not in your life at all. Matthew 28:19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you.